other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, the tip of the spear. Worldwide transmission against tyranny as we attempt to resurrect the old constitutional republic on the ashes of the transnational global mafia crime monopoly syndicate known as the New World Order. Thank you for joining us. We have a big show lined up for you today. 2 weeks ago, seems like 5 minutes ago, Joseph Farah had his maiden voyage with us here of WorldNetDaily.com, the iconic trailblazing alternative media mogul. And boy, it was news-making. And I had a lot of questions that I wanted to get to that the hour just ran by. So he's joining us. Again, it was two Thursdays ago today. So here he is joining us on this 19th day of July 2012. And then my good friend, TV host, radio host here locally, but also hardware store owner, gun shop owner, evil entrepreneur. In fact, we have that. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, we're posting this up at Infowars.com right now. In fact, it's up there now. We have this image here. If you're a radio listener, you want to go to Infowars.com to see it. You didn't build that. And again, the logic of Obama. Actually, you didn't build anything. If you. Chris Allenies here with Derek Einkopf produced an amazing rock and roll record. They didn't play the drums or learn how to play the guitar or do all that work staying up at night. Government did. In fact, that pelican right there behind me can't even fly. Without who? Without Obama. I'm telling you, folks, the sun shines because, well, he's criticizing evil entrepreneurs. And look at that little girl. I bet she's even proud of what she built there, but he pops up like an evil leprechaun and says, no, 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 Kim Jong-un did. In fact, there is a video, ladies and gentlemen, up at Infowars.com where I worship Kim Jong-il and Kim Jong-un. I noticed they've got to be trolls on YouTube. A lot of people think I'm serious in my worship. Okay, if you don't understand, it's satire. It's kind of like when I endorsed Obama 2 days ago. In that video, I mean, it's wildly, oh, thank you for Valhalla in heaven. You make the grass grow, the birds tweet. Oh, thank you for going after the evil founding fathers and helping destroy evil America. It's not serious. It's called satire. When I do satire, it's over the top, and it's obvious that it's satire. And you know what? I enjoy satire. I think it's a way of not going completely insane with rage. I know a lot of people out there do as well, but that is a side issue. But there it is. Alex worships Kim Jong-il. Very important video. It's 30 minutes of solid worship, by the way. Continuing here, you've got to see it. It's a little girl with, what are those, Dupla blocks or whatever? I know my four-year-old has those. Evil Dupla blocks. That's like the beginner for Legos. And they get very proud when they build something. But again, the North Korea spirit that Obama channel says, no, no. In fact, in North Korea, one commenter did point out that, Alex, in North Korea, and by the way, I've confirmed this is true, if you say something bad about the leader, you basically have given not just yourself, but your whole family a death warrant. They punish entire families in North Korea. If you commit a crime there or badmouth the leader, people have been sent to prison there for folding a newspaper with the leader's picture on it. Well, I mean, the leader made the grass grow, the birds. I mean, they actually say in North Korea that the leader makes it rain. Of course they do. The government here wants to control the weather now so they can be God. I mean, TSA has to, you know, do things to you, prove you're loving. People have been sent to prison there for folding a newspaper with a leader's picture on it and putting it into their pocket. The creases across the face is considered a crime. He is to be worshipped as God. That's the Chinese Empire made that comment. Sir, you are a criminal. It is not to be worshipped as God. He is God. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You have found it, the tip of the spear, the front lines in the fight for liberty worldwide against status control freaks and the mega central banks funding giant collectivist drooling masses of zombie servants of control freakdom. We are live and transmitting worldwide on XM 166, blasting out on over 115 AM and FM affiliates, Global Shortwave, WWCR, Twitter, Facebook, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, number one talk radio podcast out there on Roku, Boxy, iTunes, number one on the audio streams on so many fronts. Thank you so much for joining us. Liberty is popular. We're going to be talking about that coming up because the authoritarians want to shut down your free choice on the web because they cannot compete, even in the stilted playing field with big mega globalist funding, MSNBC and the rest of them. They are stunted jokes that almost no one watches. And the people that do watch them are either wealthy limousine liberals who made money off government contracts who want to just hear how they're superior all day and how everyone's idiots but them, because that's that religion, or people that are so poor from government control on the reservations they live in, the plantations they live in, that they can't buy anything from the sponsors. So it has to all be, Bill and Melinda Gates ads that fund these type organizations. We're going to be talking about some of that today because the system is panicking. Obama front group attacks Drudge for linking to InfoWars. political establishment in D.C. upset with Internet Maverick. And in case you thought I was just joking, George Soros routinely gives upwards of $3 million a year to Think Progress. And I did the math when I saw this morning. I talked about it yesterday, but Watson actually went and ferreted it all out. I knew I'd seen it in the federal filings for nonprofits that pose as watchdog groups. It's run by the White House. They have meetings at the White House. Same thing with Media Matters that poses as a watchdog. Talk about the fox guarding the hen house. I mean, this is a joke how they try to dictate reality to everyone. When I did the math this morning on Google Analytics and two other systems just quickly with an online calculator, according to Alexa, Media Matters and Think Progress, this is the biggest audience they've ever had. Even when they get plugged on MSNBC, we're much bigger. I mean, they're a joke. I mean, it's important to talk about what a joke they are and how they think they dictate reality. Only to those in a trance state, though. People are waking up and realize, you know, the whole thing's a total fraud. Drudge is 91 times bigger, Alexa, you can break down the numbers, than both their sites combined. And when I did the Google Analytics and broke down the numbers, it's over 100 times. So here they are dictating, and they say to the mainstream media, they say, you need to go after Drudge for his sneakiness linking to Alex Jones and Joseph Farah and others. As if it's not out in front of the like they're telling you, oh, it exists now because we've done a year-long study of this evil. And it just shows the total disconnect with reality that these people have and how they think they control reality. No, what you do is you control our tax money, and then it goes to the robber barons like Soros, and then he feeds you. And they say in there, we've got to get Alex Jones at InfoWars.com off of Drudge because that's funding all of Alex Jones's evil. I went and checked with the accountant yesterday after this. I mean, I already basically knew, but I would estimate that it is true. The Drudge Report probably, advertising-wise, probably brings in about 7% of the capital coming into here. Oh, I'm sorry. You thought we had like one sugar daddy like you do, George Soros, or we got a couple. It says the White House groups and people that actually work. I mean, the transition team head. It is the White House. But it just let me realize that this is another great success, kind of like a year ago, 2 years ago, technically a year and a half ago, whatever. It was in the spring of 2011, so a year and a half ago. We reported off the Texas Power Commissions and others that the power plants being shut down was going to cause rolling blackouts and massive power increases. It was all over the local papers. And Drudge picked up our well-bibliographed and sourced article. And the White House responded and said it wasn't true and we were insane. An evil, unmentionable conspiracy site linked to by Drudge, they said, at the White House. The White House press secretary or communications director, Jay Carney, responded and just said an unspeakably horrible website linked to by the Drudge Report. Yes, I was so unspeakably horrible that you're shutting down power plants that General Electric doesn't own. And we had links where you've just given General Electric waivers so they didn't have to comply, but all their competition did. And a $3 billion power plant in Corpus Christi that was built over 7 years that you won't let us turn on. And now we have to buy our power from Mexico during hot and cold periods, extreme hot and extreme. I mean, it was such a devastating article, and they just couldn't stand it to let America know they're gang raping you. And so they flounder and flounce. The White House doesn't like what we're doing. So everyone remember that with the dirty tricks and things we go through. And right on to the Washington Post calls up yesterday, one of their senior writers, and says, starts getting into the fact that I'm pushing the birther thing and is that, you know, basically dangerous. And I was like, my God, you got White House walking orders, didn't you? And then I had more calls coming in from national media. I mean, it's like somebody at the White House said, go after this guy. Because we've had it happen before. You can see how they get the orders and then, boom, it just starts. And then they went on the article, oh, it's so horrible. Drudge covers the birth certificate issue. You mean how he linked to the Associated Press yesterday covering it? I mean, this is news, folks. This is news. Yeah, there's MSNBC, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, in gold. I mean, it literally isn't even registerable. There is InfoWars many times bigger in red, and there is the Drudge Report in blue. That's just on Alexa. But I'm not going to get into it anymore. Again, this is literally like a ant telling an elephant what to do. But this is their attitude. They are the anointed. They know. And they don't care if you don't want it. They don't care if they have a 9% approval rating. They don't care if you're against drones or the TSA. They don't care. When the Texas legislature voted unanimously in the House to ban the TSA groping people just to enforce the law, what did Obama say? He said, we're going to put F-16s in the air with a military blockade of any aircraft. I mean, you people are flaming authoritarians. There's nothing liberal about you. And again, if you go to Infowars.com, we have an image. In fact, I'll show people the front page of Infowars.com. If you're a radio listener, go there right now. Again, we're streaming all this at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you go there, you can see our little graphic that we basically knocked off somebody else's with a little bit better font there. It says, you didn't build that. And the image is a real image of Obama looking like some type of ghoulish entity. Staring at a little girl who's just built a Lego tower. And he's telling her, you didn't build that. Because that's what he's saying. In fact, can we cue up Obama again, the video, and where he says government did it. Government did everything. No, government takes our tax money and gives it to select interest who then deploy technology with back doors in it, which ends up, I've had top scientists on like David Stallman, which end up screwing up the program. I mean, they admit Microsoft programs don't work very well because they've all got back doors in them reporting back to Microsoft. That's why for a long time Apple has been so much better. Not that it's even perfect, but it didn't have as many back doors built into it. Now it does. Let me tell you, I was a PC guy for a long time, but in the last 10 years, my wife got me onto Macs, and I'm never going back. Now I've been getting onto Linux, and that's even better. The problem is so many of the programs out there aren't open source built for it, but I'm slowly getting into Linux. By the way, let's get Dr. Stallman back on. He's always a cornucopia of knowledge. He's agreed. He said he'd come back on after he went to Asia for a while. Okay, so again, this story is not about the ant that roared over at the White House front group. By the way, I was on the phone once. This is the same group, whenever Media Matters. He's got all these White House actual staff working there, call me up, and I said, listen, you're funded by George Soros in the White House. The guy laughed and said, no, we're not. That's a conspiracy theory. And I pulled up online the federal filings, and I said, George Soros, $3 million here, $2 million there, $1 million there. This guy's former White House communications director. This guy's former transition director. This guy was a deputy head of the campaign. And the guy went, oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to talk about that. I mean, this was the head guy, the editor. I was like, dude, I'm not one of these blind sheep that you can just get away with telling them whatever you want. But see, they operate in this whole world where they've intentionally dumbed everybody down and put out disinfo. And then they're so confident from dealing with people literally in trances all day that they'll talk to you or me, somebody who's actually conscious and awake, like we're idiots. And if you watch MSNBC, all they do is talk about how they're geniuses and they're smart and laugh at everyone and talk about how they control reality. I mean, it's more Karl Rove than his statement about it. Reality-based community. And it's just so disgusting that these people want to be in our houses, run our lives, take our guns, tax our property, and I've had enough. You know, I told you 15 years ago because MIT and the Pentagon and others said they were going to do this. It's already a test program in Austin 4 years ago. It's a test program in San Francisco, D.C. London's trying to make it the law. Germany's doing it. Bay Area drivers can be tracked by GPS, tax per mile driven, CBS. I mean, they're putting the standard on everything now, folks. I mean, and they've always said that's the plan on top of gas taxes. And they always say, well, we're not raising enough of gas taxes. Those revenues are down. You can look at the revenues. They're way up. But this is, and they want this to shut the economy down. That they admit they don't want you driving. You think economy in California is sinking? It's going to sink 10 times faster. Listen, these people, let me explain something. These are not liberals, folks. Okay, they all write books and talk and show you the quotes how they're authoritarians that want to poison your food and water and are eugenicists. Okay, these people are vicious, horrible, demonic, hateful authoritarians who would be like Kim Jong-un and Kim Jong-il if they could, okay? That's who they are. Enemies of humanity, period. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. And now, for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. Don't wait, call now. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
If you've been successful, you didn't get there on your own. I'm always struck by people who think, well, it must be because I was just so smart. There are a lot of smart people out there. It must be because I worked harder than everybody else. Let me tell you something. There are a whole bunch of hard-working people out there. If you were successful, somebody along the line gave you some help.
Yeah,
there was
John
a great
Hill.
Teacher somewhere in your life.
Stalin.
Somebody helped to create this unbelievable American system that we have that allows you to thrive. Somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. The internet didn't get invented on its own.
Al Gore
Government
did it.
Research created the internet, so then all the companies could make money off the internet.
There you go. And up at InfoWars.com, we have the child with the blocks. You didn't build that. Oh, man, what a con artist piece of trash. TSA signs off on flight school owned by illegal aliens. Oh, but wait, it gets better. They're going to send hundreds of TSA over to London to grope the people over there. Steve Watson reports on that via Sky News over in the UK. TSA gropers invade London for Olympics. We don't just get foreign troops and paramilitary and bureaucratic groping minders from foreign nations here. They get us over there. That's the New World Order. You send foreign police forces and militaries over to oppress the others. That's the beauty of the whole global government. In fact, I'm going to shoot a special video on that tonight. We will premiere either tomorrow on the radio or on the nightly news, just to be clear about that. But going back to just some of the headlines at the evilinfowars.com, TSA signs off on flight school owned by illegal aliens. Bankers declare U.S. and Europe conquered. They actually claim it. This is a Paul Watson article. I asked him to do it a few days ago. He did get it together with all their public quotes, videos, you name it, statements of how they have conquered the world, but have us scared of Al-Qaeda they run. Also, Mark of the Beast, FBI wants tattoo database. We've already got the flyers where they ask tattoo artists to spy on what you're getting and report to them, but now they want them to scan it and put it in a database. I think that's pretty big news. Mark of the Beast, FBI wants tattoo database. Check it out and see how it ties into the Mark of the Beast. Obama front group attacks Drudge for linking to the evil InfoWars. Continuing, three U.S. aircraft carriers now in the Middle East with a fourth en route. 20 signs that all point to the exact same thing. Can you guess what it is? Collapse. Shock claim L.A. authorities and Ross and Milk raids were impersonating public officials. No. They just, of course, came out. They've got hundreds of people with fake badges doing whatever they want. The government gave them because it's a fake government. We are going to be covering all of that and a lot more today. There's also a report up there. Sylvester Stallone's oldest son, another victim of Big Pharma. Just like what we saw with Whitney Houston and so many others. But don't worry, they're getting ready to approve OxyContin for small children. Okay, where to officially just kind of launch into everything here today? I thought I would get into this first. This is from the highly respected Ratification of Law of the Sea Advances World Government. And by the way, that's an ode to Rush Limbaugh. It's not even so much copying him. You know, I grew up, even in high school, that's how young I am, I'm only 38, like a senior in high school, listening to Rush, you know, even at lunch when I'd drive off, you know, with my friends to go get a hamburger down the street. And while I was attending to the cheerleaders, I would listen to Rush Limbaugh, and I always liked him. That was in the days before, you know, internet TV for radio shows. Now most of them have, you know, a document cam, or not even a document cam, kind of a bird's eye view shot. So you can just see what the host is doing. What do they call it? A webcam. We actually have a five camera shooting here for InfoWars Live 3 hours a day. And, of course, the nightly news, but that's a side issue. When we come back, ratification of law of the sea advances world government. And wait a minute. I mean, George Soros and the White House run Think Progress, another Stalinistic, Leninistic, creepy term group, because, you know, they run the thinking. They progress the thinking. So they're wonderful people. The state builds everything. Good. Look at all the heavenly things it creates. This is the Hill newspaper. See, the problem is everybody's starting to... All these big publications sound like Alex Jones now. This is terrible. This is horrible. I mean, my gosh, we need to have the White House denounce this admiral who's gone public quoting the treaty. That's the worst part. Even quotes it word for word where it's global government. I mean, these are bad people.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong.
A new world order. A new world order.
A new world order. A new world order. A new world order. We're not about to make that same mistake.
We're going to get the head guy from Ministry back on the show. He is a listener. Our incredible graphics guy makes a lot of their album covers, Cade, and just amazing music. Imagine back in the 80s, late 80s, exposing the New World Order. Hey, we're getting close to the end of 2012. Al thinks the world's going to end. So I'm going to have him back, I think, right before and then right after when the world doesn't end. Oh, boy, I tell you. Who knows? It might, though. It's crazy. She's a global star. I certainly hope that's not the case. But, hey, Kim Jong-un is God, and he'll decide over in North Korea, even though they can't build a new automobile themselves or anything. I thought the state builds everything. In fact, again, on the front page of InfoWars.com, we have today's featured story graphic there. It's a real photo of Obama with a little girl, and it says, "You didn't build that," with our little Lego set there. And again, that's how asinine what he's saying is. I mean, you go out and plant a garden and grow it. You didn't build that. You didn't grow that. You go out and make a record. You didn't do that. You go out and learn how to play piano. You didn't do that. You go and take, you know, a couple years of martial arts and then learn how to do some pretty amazing things. You didn't do that. You go out and start a business, a restaurant, and bust your butt 12, 14 hours a day and become successful. You didn't build that. Oh, but let me tell you, when you fail investing all your money, the IRS still comes after you and takes your house. No, they want you dependent until they collapse the country, and then all the illegal aliens and the welfare people, they're up the creek without a you-know-what. And, of course, TSA following the policy. Obama has legalized many of the illegal aliens. They're allowing them to vote, do anything they want. Now the TSA is announcing that this is a story up at Infowars.com. TSA signs off on flight school owned by illegal alien. And the illegal aliens went to a school owned by an illegal alien. I mean, the only way to get rights in this country is to become an illegal alien, because I guess the globalists are like these UNOID world government immune people. Then they just see anybody they're using to bring down the U.S. as their comrade. So there you have it. There you have it. But boy, as a citizen, I mean, I get treated like I am Al Qaeda. I mean, I'm not Al Qaeda. I'm not being landed by, you know, NATO ships in Tripoli to blow things up. I'm not being brought in by NATO to attack Syria. I mean, I'm not. I'm against Anwar al-Awlaki hanging out secretly at the Pentagon. And that's why I'm a bad man. I told you all these years, and now it's going in Europe. There's TV ads here about how great it's going to be. Oh, have you heard the new thing? There's GPS built into all the new cars globally. It just so happened to happen. It's not a big plan or anything. And we're going to tax you by the mile on top of your gas tax and track everything you do. And also give you tickets, because from point to point, we can tell if you're speeding. How's that sound? It's going to be really great. You know, like in 1984, man. Gee, it's going to be good. Why don't we put Kim Jong-un in charge? Here you go. Bay Area drivers could be tracked by GPS, taxed per mile driven. CBS News. But again, I'm still a conspiracy theorist because you know, folks, let me right now just alert. Let me alert all the George Soros media watchdog groups that pose and say we're nonpartisan and who lie and say we're not connected to the White House. We're just in meetings every week and have all these White House staff working here publicly and get funded by. But there's no world government. There's no plan to take your rights. There's no NDAA. None of it exists. Don't be extremist. Don't be dangerous. Don't cause violence. Don't do any of it. Just trust the government. Trust the media. Shut down the alternative. They're dangerous. This is horrible. Have you figured it out? No one's listening to you. But here's the hill. Every day now, I see prestigious, respected publications that sound like Alex Jones has now taken them over. But you see, Alex Jones didn't take anything over. Alex Jones read what the globalists have said, and I played the clips of all these world leaders from Von Rumpy to you name it, calling for world government. And I've read you the quotes. I mean, they've had George Soros groups come out and say, I'm lying that John P. Holdren called for sterilants in the water. He just wrote 4 books saying it. We show you the book, the quote, blow it up, and they're like, this is incredible lies, the slander of this person. No, they think you're idiots. Are you idiots? Are you idiots? Do you like being idiots? We went down and talked to Obama supporters 2 days ago. We're going to premiere it tonight on the Nightly News. Would have had it last night. There's just so much footage. And they're just like, he is just so real. I met him today at the fundraiser. Oh, my gosh, he's so good. I mean, this is like one of the women that got in the car with Ted Bundy. He's such a nice man, nice suit, nice tie. I remember watching in the Ted Bundy trial, the second one after he escaped once for another murder, and the judge, you've seen it on TV, is like, you're such a nice young man. You could have gone another path. Why, you could have been my assistant. You could have been my son-in-law. You're so, I like you. Whoa. I mean, it's like people have this, a lot of weak-minded people do not instinctively want to run over tyrants, want to crush them. Okay, a lot of these cowards, they have cognitive dissonance, learned helplessness with a core of Stockholm Syndrome. And that's what they do. When they get scared by something, they decide to grovel to it. Well, not me. Not me. By the way, let me tell you how the universe works. When you don't grovel is when you become empowered and enlightened. All of you that wonder why you're such pathetic jellyfish, some of the new listeners out there driving along in their cars or whatever, you wonder, it's because you live in fear, ladies and gentlemen, and fear is infected. It is transmissible. It is a vector. It spreads. It is a disease. But again, I just want to notify the White House, it's time to, because you're the gatekeepers and you control reality. So if you tell us that Obama's against the NDAA, then we learn he actually had his lawyers write it, and then he promises to not sign it to kill opposition and then does sign it. I mean, I better just go with the first thing I was told. The NDAA is not law and Obama did not sign it, because I'm going to believe my president, even though he did sign it. What is that sound? Oh, that's the sound of government creating milk and honey. Put it on screen. It's the crying when Kim Jong-il died. Oh, government, you built everything. Oh, everything's collapsing. If I don't cry properly, me and my entire family will be executed or sent to a forced labor camp. By the way, this went on for 3 days. I'm sorry, please get that off screen. It's like nails on a chalkboard. Earlier you were playing that during a break. I was like, oh, I was around the corner. I go, that's fake weeping and wailing. That's even worse, when you catch your children doing something really bad and they're getting in trouble and the fake crying starts. You're like, stop that. My oldest daughter, I'm like, aah! All right, enough of that, guys. The point is that where is George Soros and White House posing as watchdog groups and then lying to the public and saying they're not funded by the White House or George Soros because they think you're all stupid? I mean, we need them right now to go after the Hill. I mean, ratification of law of the sea advances world government? What? That doesn't exist, even though the globalists are bragging in hundreds of publications that world government's been established. Ratification of law of the sea advances world government. Ratification of the United Nations. Oh, this was written by Vice Admiral Robert R. Monroe. Oh, man, the extremism is just spreading. And by the way, he goes and quotes the actual document. That shows even more of the mental illness, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, we need to just, I now support North Korea's model because Obama said the state built everything. You can go to Infowars.com and see a photo of him there. You didn't build that little girl with the Legos. So we need to have this entire America, which is what they're doing, collapsed so they can bring in true communism. We need to scrub and disinfect this entire thing. And here's Judge Smales from Caddyshack giving the order because he knows best, ladies and gentlemen. And he is such a good person.
I want the entire pool scrubbed, sterilized, and disinfected.
Oh, look. Look, they found a little government minion, a TSA agent. It's okay.
Sure is.
Nothing to worry about.
It's no big deal.
Are you my pal, Danny? All right, now get Boss Hogg ready. But let me just continue here, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have, I've learned the globalists don't like being made fun of. That's the number one thing that upsets them. They want to be taken very seriously. They want you to be scared of them. And just like George Soros' Think Progress was like, media, it's time to go after Drudge and teach him. Even though he's dwarfs all of them, even the New York Times now, it's time to show him that we know. We caught him linking to bad people. We control reality, not you. We do. I mean, this is how pathetic they are. Call their bluff. They're a bunch of chicken neck authoritarian control freaks and confident good winners aren't trying to control people, so we just let them run the planet. It's time, intellectually, politically, to stomp them into the ground. Let me continue, though, here. It's horrible. The news of the global corporate government taking over is getting out there. How will they ever have their global corporate government when it's hiding in plain view if we say we don't want it? But we're supposed to just have it being set up in plain view and all the publications saying it's great, but then if you say you don't like it, it doesn't exist and you're crazy. And I'm supposed to just go, oh, well, George Soros and Media Matters said so. So, which almost no one visits. You can look at their traffic rank. It's like a small, you know, newspaper in a small town. I mean, you know, literally a joke. 50 plus employees, tens of millions a year spent, and they can't even get any attention because no one likes you. No one wants to be around you. Everyone hates you. That's why you want to fluoride and dumb everyone down with your government schools so we're all a bunch of drooling sycophants lower than you because you're piles of crap and you feel bad about yourself. Just give up and realize how bug-eyed and pathetic you are. Just look at yourself. Go look at yourself in the mirror. Go out in public. Everyone hates you. I mean, it's obvious. Come on. Stop poisoning our water and telling us we should die and reduce our population. You are projecting your self-loathing on us, globalist, and your minions, okay? I'm not for suicide. I wish you'd wake up and join humanity. But you know what? Before you kill more of us and try to trick little kids, you know, into taking Gardasil shots that ends up killing a lot of them or having 12-year-olds go get abortions without telling their parents, why don't you just kill yourselves? How's that sound, okay? Before we die, how about you get off the planet? All your re-education camp plans and the rest of it. Hey, you people can't tie your shoelaces. The only reason you've gotten so much power is because you tricked good people and used good people's tax money to hire smart people that this country produced, rugged individuals to create your system, and you've given good people false narratives to follow your program of evil. You are authoritarian crud, and everyone knows it. You filthy trash. You are fellow travelers with Kim Jong-il. Look at your soul. All right, that's enough. Now, I'm sorry that you do not control reality now, and I'm sorry that Vice Admiral Robert N. Monroe, retired, read the Law of the Sea Treaty and pointed out its global government. Again, it's just terrible this is all being openly discussed now, isn't it? Ratification of Law of the Sea advances world government. Ratification of the United Nations. Ratification of the United Nations Law of the Sea Treaty would be a giant step towards world government. The principle... purpose of LOST are to transfer technology and wealth from developed and underdeveloped nations and to increase exposure to international litigation. Consider two quotations from the LOST preamble. Yeah, it gives even all the major contiguous waterways like the Mississippi and the Coloradas and all of it over to international regulations that they now bring foreign law in. That's why the state police and the feds, every couple hundred square miles, are buying these big machine gun police boats and all this stuff. I mean, it's big time takeover. It's fines, fees, federally, internationally. You think, you know, you go out on Lake Travis here in Austin, you get harassed by cops. Just, how about some feds? How about some TSA, baby? From the Lost Treaty, achievement of these goals will contribute to the realization of just one equitable international economic order, which takes into account the interests and needs of mankind as a whole. See, the globalists will speak for mankind. And in particular, the special interests and needs of developing countries. Yeah, it transfers our wealth to globalist-controlled third-world countries. The seabed and ocean floor and the subsoil thereof, beyond the limits of national jurisdiction, that's over 90-plus percent of the world's oceans and waterways turned over to the UN to tax, as well as its resources, are the common heritage of mankind. The exploration and exploitation of which shall be carried out for the benefit of mankind as a whole. Remember, the robber barons created the UN. This is also they can shut down whoever they want. It's like when the Rockefellers would send in Pinkerton people to slaughter folks to take over their own property that had gold on it. So that's how they operate, ladies and gentlemen. Oceans and seas cover 70% of the Earth's surface. Yeah, it's 76. In these decades and centuries to come, the seabeds of this vast area, more than two-thirds of the planet, will become the immense source of oil, natural gas, and rare essential minerals. If we do not ratify LOST, America will be free in the future, as in the past, or use our own advanced technology, our entrepreneurial spirit, and, oh, that's bad, you didn't build that, and our national vigor to develop the seabeds of these waters as we choose. But if we ratify LOST, many aspects of our exploration, development, and production of these resources will be controlled by the bureaucracy established by this treaty, as we will be required to pay LOST many billions, possibly trillions of dollars in fees, royalties, and profit sharing. And it just goes on to talk about the global government sections in it and how it also puts the Navy under UN control, which is banker control. Yes, it's global government by the bankers. Now, this article is important, and it's up at InfoWars.com. But I want to direct you to this article that I asked Paul Watson to red link. I just asked the guys to red link that for me, so I have to call Watson. Thank you. Bankers declare U.S. and Europe conquered. And it's got the video clips, their own statements, their own admissions, video of it, mainstream news. I mean, it's got 14 links to Financial Times of London, YouTube, Rothschild's websites, Scientific American. It's all there where they say they took over and conquered through economic espionage. Okay? So, let me explain. The bankers run the world government that exempts them from all the laws they put us under. Meanwhile, they've got us giving up our rights because of Al-Qaeda. That is a simulant they control. I understand it's fun to hate the Muslims. It's very fun. And I understand there's a lot of extremists and stuff. I get all that. Clash of cultures, I got it. The point is, that's simulated. That's synthetic. Most of it is. And even if it was real, give up all your rights, have the TSA stick their hands down your pants, have checkpoints on the highways while the borders are wide open and illegal aliens are given waivers. This is targeted at America. This is the authoritarian takeover. Homeland Security is the occupational sympathizer terrorist force. Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powders, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
TSA needs to stick their hands down my pants, but they're giving illegal aliens a free pass.
It sounded so good, I got an idea. gonna go there.
Yeah, I mean, if I went down to Mexico and just announced, hey, I'm here for the free health care, and I'm going to go to flight school without any IDs, TSA's like, go right in, sir. I've been at the airport and seen it where legal aliens just walk up, mumble something, and they're just, oh, you're all right through, because criminals run this country. The TSA is your slave training, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Joseph Farah is going to be joining us in the second segment, about 8 after, in the next hour. We're going to pick up where we left off, all things Lord Obama, and also what's happened with Mitt Romney, the drone that visited Mr. Farah's rural, secluded retreat, buzzing around lovingly. I mean, what do you expect in a free country? Remember, Mr. Farah, you didn't build WorldNet Daily. The government did. And that child on the cover of Infowars.com, you didn't build that either. Go see what the child is doing. Very evil activity. In fact, other children didn't help, so it should be illegal. It should only be a communal exercise there, as we can all join with the oneness. Oh, I can't wait to have Agenda 21 fully in charge and have daily minders that drop by my house and blast me around in home inspections. Oh, and the animal ID and premises ID already going in. It's so good to be bossed around by people in uniforms just on a routine basis. Even if you try to go hide in the woods and camp, they show up now and boss you around on your own family's property you've had for 180 years. It's so good. And again, I just want to apologize. You know what? Explaining banker world government, here's Boss Hogg explaining why the banks will loan fiat made-up money to Europe and everybody else to pay off debts the banks created and too big to fail, but the media tricks everybody to think that it's really their debt and points at the welfare class, many of them on welfare because the economy has been purposely bankrupted and the jobs shipped overseas out of Europe and the U.S. That's the globalist plan. Then they foreclose on it and now can dictate to you and control you through money. But here is Boss Hogg to explain it to folks.
Boss, can I ask you something?
Yeah, what?
Why would you extend credit to those carnival people when you know they ain't got a dime in their jeans?
All right, I'll tell you. Because that's the best time to extend credit to anybody, cowbell. You see, that lady ain't never going to sell enough tickets to pay the rent on the fairgrounds, what was a star attraction laid up in the hospital back in Cedar City.
Oh, no.
You see, that promissory note she signed pledges all the show's property as collateral. And if she can't pay the rent, why, all I got to do is foreclose and the whole shebang, the whole carnival of thrills, is mine for 5 cents on the dollar.
And that's what the globalists are getting greased for, less than 5 cents on the dollar. Max Kaiser met with Mr. Forbes, and he was just bragging how they were taking it over last year when all this started over there in Greece. You see, that's the plan, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why George Soros' groups publicly say, shut down InfoWars, cut off our funding. They actually say, we've got to get their funding cut. Well, see, you haven't impoverished everybody yet. Okay, and the show's growing, so even though we're in a depression, we're getting more capital thanks to people buying books, videos, T-shirts, supporting our sponsors. So everybody, get the word out about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, because you see the instinct of these poverty pimps that pose as liberals. It shut people's money off. What does Bilderberg say? They want to make people so poor they can't come protest them. They say that every year. They are angry that they can't fully bankrupt you and get you under their control. Their whole world is about impoverishing. Their whole world is about systems of hierarchical control. As Margaret Sanger said, I'm not a liberal. I want to kill all the blacks. And I'm going to pose as liberals and hire blacks to do it. And black people, many of them, are taught to worship Margaret Sanger, who called them subhuman weeds. Again, these people are not liberals. They're monsters. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.